You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. A political earthquake just shook Washington, and the numbers reveal a Democrat Party in complete free fall. Those numbers are so catastrophic, not even CNN can spin them anymore. We got bombshell polling data. We got yet another humiliating gaffe from a top Democrat caught on camera. And we've got another Democrat who just abandoned ship and switched to the GOP. But the most shocking part of it all, President Trump is winning bigger than ever. You are not going to believe this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, enjoying yet another day in the wonderful golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's dive right in here, gang. The Democrats are facing an absolute polling nightmare. According to the latest Quinnipiac poll just dropped, Democrats in Congress have hit a devastating 26% approval rating, with 67% of voters disapproving. That's a stunning negative 41-point net approval. The Democrats are negative 41% approval. This is one of the worst approval ratings for Democrats in modern polling history, one of the worst Quinnipiac has ever found. By contrast, while Democrats spiral into record low approval, President Trump is actually gaining support during this government shutdown. Again, you cannot make this stuff up. Democrats are cratering and Trump is surging. CNN's own data analyst, Harry Enten, was forced to admit what his network did not want to hear. Trump's net approval rating has actually gone up during the shutdown.
About Donald Trump shutdown, net approval rating, we're talking 20 days into it. In 2018/2019, Donald Trump's net approval rating was already falling. The shutdown was eating into his popular support. It was down 3 points already at this particular point and would fall considerably more. It was very much on the decline. You come over to this side of the screen, this shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this: the first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of this shutdown.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he's been saying too. I mean, he's been trolling the Democrats, basically saying, you know, I think I like this shutdown. I like it because now I can do whatever I want, right? I can gut Democrat program after program. I can fire all the federal workers I want. And he's doing it. He's doing it. Trump's already announced he's cutting Democrat programs permanently, including a $20 billion infrastructure project in New York. Schumer spent 15 years trying to secure that deal, by the way. That's dead. And he'll keep going. They're freezing billions of dollars for the Chicago transit system, the Cape Cod Canal bridges in Massachusetts. Trump has cut that. He's cutting billions in blue state clean energy projects like the California Hydrogen Hub, the Pacific Northwest Hydrogen Hub. They're looking at eliminating another 10,000 federal jobs. I mean, he and Office of Management Budget Director Russ Vogt, I mean, they're having a blast. So The Democrats' approval is crating, Trump is surging, and then came the moment that exposed everything. We have yet another Democrat who just made a humiliating gaffe on live TV. You remember Chuck Schumer's disastrous comment just a couple of weeks back when he declared that every day gets better for the Democrats as the government shut down. Every day military families don't get their paychecks, it gets better for the Democrats. Every day first responders don't get paid, it gets better for the Democrats. I mean, it was an absolutely embarrassing gaffe that clearly came across as if the Democrats were playing political games with ordinary Americans' livelihoods. Well, gang, guess what? If you could believe it, it happened again. Take a look at what Democrat House Whip Catherine Clark, the number two ranking Democrat in the House, said in an interview with Fox just the other day.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leveraged times we have.
Yeah, we know you're suffering. We feel your pain, but that's the cost of us Democrats flexing our leverage. Seriously? These Democrats are so self-unaware, they are literally blurting out for all to hear that they are willing to let American families suffer for their own political leverage. So bottom line, they're admitting that the shutdown isn't about principle or policy. It's about political power. Democrats are holding the country hostage for their own political advantage. And they just confessed it on camera. Americans are suffering. And the Democrats are weapon. America's suffering is the Democrats' political weapon. And you know, there's at least one way that all of us can fight back against this. And that's by taking care of our own physical health. Did you know that most methylene blue being sold online is the same grade used in fish tanks? I kid you not. Watch out for low quality bottles that are untested for heavy metals and made overseas. Instead, you can trust the wellness company's Recharge, a doctor formulated supplement combining powdered methylene blue with NAD Plus and PQQ. This methylene blue is USP grade, ensuring top tier purity for maximum safety and effectiveness. In other words, it ain't the sketchy stuff you're going to find on Amazon. Recharge is formulated with research-backed ingredients to optimize brain function and cellular repair while supporting clean, lasting energy. Tap into cognitive and metabolic support that helps you stay energized, focused, and resilient all day long. Choose a trusted formula made for your body, not for fish tanks. Feel the difference with enhanced mental clarity, sustained energy, sharper focus, and protection against cognitive decline. And no, it's not going to turn your tongue blue. Go goofy. Head on over to twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off. Look, these gaffes that are now just becoming commonplace among these Democrats are just proof positive that they are doubling down in a fight they simply cannot win. And even the legacy media is admitting that. The entire editorial board of the Washington Post, you don't get more legacy media liberal than that. The entire editorial board delivered a scathing rebuke of the Democrats. They said from the beginning that it would be a disaster that they're not going to be able to reverse. Basically, the editorial board is claiming that the Democrats' progressive far left flank has led their party directly into what they called a shutdown trap set by Donald Trump. They recognize from day one, Trump is going to get everything he wants out of this. All the while, this whole thing is just going to blow up in the Democrats' face. Trump's going to get everything he wants, and the Democrats aren't going to get anything. And the Washington Post isn't alone. CNN, just a couple of days back, ran the headline, Democrats set a shutdown snare for Trump, but may walk into his trap instead. And it was the same thing. The article admits that in the end, Trump is getting basically everything he could possibly want in terms of power and control over D.C., whereas the Democrats have got nothing, literally nothing. They're holding out for what they want, all the while Trump gets precisely what he wants in their holding out. It's a completely asymmetrical standoff. And we can keep going. USA Today is explicitly laying blame for this shutdown at the feet of the Democrats. More and more legacy media outlets are admitting that unlike 2018, Trump came prepared this time. The administration has effectively exposed Democrat lies about healthcare subsidies for illegal migrants, a claim Democrats vehemently denied until Trump's social media memes demolished their messaging. The Democrat position is fundamentally untenable here. They're demanding Trump undo provisions of the Big Beautiful Bill that cut Affordable Care Act subsidies to millions of illegal migrants who qualify under asylum provisions. They're demanding that Trump rehire thousands of fired federal workers. They're demanding that Trump restore funding to PBS and NPR and repeal work requirements for food stamp recipients. Those are the demands. And they're the demands of the radical far left that can't get more than 20% support in our country, which is exactly why we're seeing the Democrats at just 26% support. Do you see how it all connects? I mean, there's just no way around this. Both chambers of Congress passed a clean CR, a continuing resolution, that extends funding at current levels without any policy riders, meaning there's no park. There's no pork. There's no pork. There's no special programs for Republicans and their constituencies and Democrats and their constituencies that both can use as leverage. All right, look, I'll let you keep this, but you need to get rid of that. And for that, we'll get rid of that, but we'll keep this. There's nothing to negotiate here. It's a clean, continuing resolution, just 27 pages long. And the Democrats in the Senate have blocked it 12 times. After having voted for it hypocritically numerous times in the past. And instead, they're insisting on attaching their own wish list of concessions. The American people see exactly what's happening. Democrats shut down the government to protect subsidies for illegal migrants rather than keep it open for American citizens. It's really that simple. And now comes the final blow to Democrat hopes. If you want, like, the absolute killer evidence that the Democrats are falling apart in this, elected Democrats are abandoning ship. We have yet another Democrat defection. This coming from Alpine, New Jersey, Councilman David Kupferschmidt. He just switched over to the Republican Party, and he has officially endorsed GOP gubernatorial nominee Jack Cittarelli. And Kupferschmidt didn't mince words about why he left. He said the same thing we're hearing over and over again from all of these defecting Democrats. Remember, I think, what was the number? They did a study. Democrats are defecting to Republicans 4-1 over and against Republicans defecting to Democrats. I mean, it's not even close. It's stunning. But he said the exact same thing. He said, basically, the Democrat Party does not represent us anymore. It's a party that is simply unrecognizable as it increasingly embraces the most extreme radical woke fringe in American politics. And so as a result, Kupferschmidt becomes the first Republican on the Alpine Council in more than 20 years. And he specifically called out his former party's refusal to denounce far-left radicals while praising Jack Cittarelli's common sense message on taxes and cost of living and crime. And this has been a pattern of late among Jersey Democrats. Just weeks ago, the mayor of Garfield, he also switched to the Republican Party to endorse Cittarelli. Again, citing how the Democrats have just abandoned the working class for the most woke and absurd policies imaginable. In short, the Democrat collapse is accelerating with historic low approval ratings, a president who's winning the shutdown battle, tone-deaf leaders admitting they're using family suffering as leverage, and now elected Democrats switching parties. The writing's on the wall. The American people are witnessing the Democrat Party's complete disconnect from reality in real time. When your approval is at a negative 41 and your own elected officials are fleeing to the GOP, you're not just losing. You're in full collapse. The 2026 midterms are going to be a bloodbath for Democrats if this trajectory continues. And based on these numbers, there's no sign they're changing course anytime soon. So what do you guys think? You're the ones changing the world. Let me know in the comments below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.